This is the Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the Attraction Factor, and hello, everyone. You know, have you ever had one of those days where nothing seemed to go right? And in all honesty, all you really wanted to do was go back to bed and pull the covers over your head. You know, days when you felt like the universe wasn't conspiring for you, but rather conspiring against you. I know I've had a couple of those days in my lifetime, more than a couple. So what do you do? Well, I invite you to stay tuned and stick around because I'm going to share some tips that I hope will help you. Because today's topic is when life throws a curveball. But before I do, I'd like to share with you the Attraction Factor tip of the week. And that tip is come out wherever you are. You know, when I was thinking about this tip, I came across a quote by a gentleman by the name of Mehmet Ildan. And Mehmet said in his quote, "Never hide yourself. When you say something, don't be in the shadow. Let everyone see you. Whatever you say, always put your name under it. Be courageous enough to see, to be courageous enough, not to use any mask. Don't forget that hiding among the bushes is an affair of the cowards. Let the sun shine on your face and every man see you." That made me think. You know, when we hide, all we're really doing is telling ourselves and the world that we're not worthy of being seen for who we are and what we have to offer. It's really time to stop hiding. Because I will tell you this, you aren't doing yourself any favors by hiding, and you're certainly denying the world of something truly amazing and truly beautiful. And that's you in all your glory. So I encourage you, my friends, come out wherever you are. And now for our topic, when life throws a curveball. You know, you're going about your day and up to that one moment in time when life decides to throw you a curveball, all was great, all was well. And as I mentioned in the promo on the site for today's show, sometimes life really does throw us curveballs and we either get pelted in the head, or we decide to duck, or we have the strength and the insight to catch that ball and throw it right back. So again, I'm going to ask you, when life throws you a curveball, what do you do? I'd like to share with you just a few ideas and a few tips that I've used along the way for catching that ball and chucking it rather than to be pelted by it. But first, I think it's kind of important to share with you what I think it means to chuck that ball back versus to be pelted. And remember, this is just my definition and you're welcome to come up with your own. But for me, chucking is not allowing any situation to control me or to take away my personal power. Whereas pelting means I become a victim or prey to the situation, in turn rendering myself helpless and powerless. And that doesn't feel good. I don't like being helpless. I don't like being powerless. I like standing in my power. So with that said, you know, when I was thinking about this topic for today, I was thinking about all the numerous curveballs that can be thrown our way. And the first curveball that came to mind are those minor mishaps, those annoyances that stop the flow of the day, that stop our work, that kind of get in the way of our peace of mind, that make us stressed or anxious. You know, for example, the flat tire, the run in your pantyhose, the computer malfunction, you know, somebody running late and thus making you late for the rest of your day. You know, a very normal reaction is to tighten up the muscles in our neck and our shoulders and our back, and then to want to scream or maybe cry or get angry, depending. And sometimes that's just absolutely what we need to do. Now, that's part of being human. But the major pelt really comes into play when we decide to allow that minor mishap to dictate and ruin the entire day. Yeah, it's absolutely okay to get angry, and it's okay to be frustrated. But I want to encourage you, instead of staying in that place of frustration, or that place of anger. Feel the feelings through and then work on letting them go. Take some deep breaths. Maybe ask for somebody else's support. You know, vent if you can to someone. Sometimes letting it out and talking about it and getting it out really is helpful. If you don't have anybody to talk to, you know, I used to get in my car and I would drive and turn on the music as loud as I could turn it on and tolerate it, which was pretty loud, and then sing at the top of my lungs, and that always helped. I've even been known to go in the closet and scream. You know, whatever is going to help you to move through, do it. But don't allow that minor mishap to take over. Fix whatever needs to be fixed and then try and focus on what's good in your day so that you can move on from that minor mishap to something bigger and something better. Because let's face it, minor mishaps happen. They truly do. But we have the power and the control to not allow those minor mishaps to completely derail us. You know, the other curveball that came to mind as I was thinking about this topic was other people's attitudes and behaviors. You know, I think for a lot of us, that's the most common place to get pelted, right? Smack dab in the forehead. Because when people tick us off, oftentimes our first response is to react and to get angry and maybe to react in kind. I had a situation most recently where I'm in the process of selling my home, and the other real estate agent representing the buyer basically questioned, in some respects, my integrity and my way of dealing with something. And in essence, I took it to mean she was being a bully. And I got to tell you, my first reaction was to react and to get angry right back and to act in kind. And then I decided, you know what, that only puts me at that level. And not only does that put me at that level, but that keeps me in a really negative place. So rather than react in kind, I decided that I was going to take the high road. And as a matter of fact, I did. And that high road left me feeling much better. You know, the bottom line is reacting in kind just gets us pelted. So instead, rather than react, give yourself a chance to respond, to collect your wits. Remember, you have no control over another person, but you do have control over you. Take some deep breaths, step away from the situation, avoid the gossip about the situation or the person you're annoyed with. Just take some time. If you don't need to respond right away, then don't. If the issue doesn't even require a response, and a response will only add fuel to the fire, choose your hills to die on carefully. This doesn't mean rolling over and playing dead or becoming a doormat. What it does mean is not engaging in someone else's crap attitude or behavior, not matching their behavior with similar behavior or similar attitude. That will help you to not only avoid being pelted, but to catch that curveball and throw it back. So remember, you have a choice. You don't have any control. Again, you have no control over how people are going to respond or react in certain situations, but you do have control over how you respond and react. And speaking of other people, you know, that leads me to think about another curveball, and that's expectations. We all have them. We have expectations of how a project will turn out, how a conversation will go, of how we want people to be in our world. And they're not bad things. Expectations aren't bad things. But what I see happen a lot is that we become so attached to the outcome or to the expectations that when something in our plan deviates, we then get pelted. You know, remember, as hard as it may be, things happen for a reason. So if there's a deviation from the original plan, maybe that's because there was another way that was better for you. So I encourage you, if you can, be flexible. Don't focus on the outcome, but instead focus on each step in the present moment. And when it comes to people, here's something that I bumped up against this week, and the words of my own coach rang in my ears. And she once told me, when you expect less of people, you're less likely to be disappointed. So if you lower your expectations of people, you're less likely to be disappointed. That doesn't mean that you have to, again, roll over, play dead, or settle. That just means that you're lowering your expectations. And what I mean by that, you know, I've got to be honest. I did something and I had an expectation of an outcome. And that expectation was a simple thank you. I expected someone to thank me for something that I did, and I caught myself. I caught myself with that expectation, and I didn't receive a thank you, and I caught myself feeling really caught up in the fact that there was no thank you. So, you know what? Who was in the wrong there? Well, nobody really. The only thing I can tell you was, I know better than to do things with the expectation of receiving anything. And that includes a thank you. So if I do things out of genuineness and out of the kindness of my heart, that means I'm doing it without expectation of receiving anything in turn, including thank yous. While it's nice to receive a thank you, it's not necessary. So from now on going forward, when I do something nice, I'm not going to worry about whether or not I get a thank you. I'm going to focus on how it felt to do something nice for somebody else. Lowering my expectations helps me to avoid the curveball of disappointment. The other curveball I was thinking about was control. This comes up an awful lot. An awful lot. I hear this an awful lot with clients. I hear this awful lot with my students. Oftentimes, control equates to safety for a lot of people. You know, if you think about it, when things feel out of control, we don't feel safe. But yet, when we try and control everything and everyone, this is where we get pelted. Why is that? Well, I'll tell you why that is. From my perspective, because we're setting ourselves up for frustration and angst. And if we're coming from that place, we're letting our power slip away. We have to remember that not everything is under our control. And really, in all honesty, that's a good thing. That releases a lot of pressure if we're not being responsible for every little thing that takes place. So to avoid getting pelted, I want to encourage you to ask yourself, do I have control over this? If the answer is no, ask what you do have control over. What do you have control over? However, in asking yourself, do I have control over this? If the answer is yes, then ask yourself the question, what do I choose to do right now? You've heard me say this quite a bit if you've been following the show for the last almost year and a half. And that is, there's a lot of power in choice. Are you hearing a theme here? Getting pelted is giving away power. Okay, chucking back that curveball is staying and standing firmly in your power. And part of doing that is remembering you always, always, always have a choice. Always. The other thing that comes up a lot and that often throws us a curveball is fear. I once heard a woman by the name of Tori Hartman say something that really just resonated with me, and it stuck. She said, we often only fear two things, not getting what we want and losing what we already have. And if you think about it, it's really true. When we're thinking about, you know, the future and what might happen and what we don't want to happen or what we do want to happen and we're fearing that it might not happen, you know, we're fearing that we aren't going to get what we want. And we're also putting ourselves way, way, way ahead in the future where we have a tendency to get pelted because that future hasn't happened yet. Fear can really place us in a very powerless place where we are truly susceptible to being pelted. We get pelted every time we allow fear to take over and prevent us from doing something we really want to do. We get pelted when we allow fear to lead us to believe something that is not truthful. We get pelted every time we decide to hide from whatever it is that scares us, whatever it is we're afraid that we won't get, or whatever it is that we fear we're going to lose. When we get pelted every single time, we step out of the present moment and step into the future. You know, we have absolutely no control over what's going to happen tomorrow. The only thing we have control over is right here, right now. And what we do right here, right now, is what impacts what's going to happen tomorrow. So if you can stay right here, right now, and really focus on what's truthful, you will avoid getting pelted. Because as I've shared before, and as I've once heard, fear equates to false evidence appearing real. So ask yourself the question, what's real? What's real? You know, in order to chuck that ball back, it's important to recognize that while fear may feel real, it's not. It's an illusion that our minds play on us. So what do you know to be the truth? Really sit with what you know to be the truth. Also, it's important to remember that fear is often that great indicator that we are definitely somewhere else. So get up and move. Take some deep breaths. Engage your senses. Wiggle your toes and pay attention to how that feels. Pull yourself back into the present moment. Okay. So what else can we do when life throws us a curveball? Well, what we can do is we can learn from that curveball. Whether you get pelted or not, take the opportunity to learn. What did that curveball give you that you didn't have before? And I'm not talking about a bruise. What good things did it give you? You know, a different perspective perhaps, or maybe it gave you a new awareness, or maybe it added another cool tool for your toolbox of life. But take the opportunity and to learn. If it helps, ask yourself the question, what can I learn from this curveball? What's it meant to teach me? The other thing we can do when life throws us a curveball is to reach out. Reach out to someone. You don't ever have to face life's curveballs by yourself. Reach out to the people you trust, whether that's a friend, a family member, your own coach, your Facebook friends. Sometimes when we're in the thick of things, it's hard to see a way forward, and it's hard to see a way to check that ball back, and it's hard to see a way to avoid being pelted. And so reaching out will not only give you the support that you might need, but it'll also give you a different perspective since somebody else is looking at it from a different angle. So reach out. Another thing that helps us to avoid those curveballs is to recharge. You know, it's hard to catch curveballs if we're tired and run down. Because that's when we feel most vulnerable. Feel most vulnerable to fear, self-deprecating thoughts, and all those things lead us to getting pelted. So take some time out and recharge your battery. You know, one of my past guests encouraged us on the show to lay down on the floor for about 5 or 10 minutes. Because in laying down on the floor, you're recharging. She mentioned that, you know, your spinal fluid recharges itself and refills itself, basically. And that helps you to recharge. So, you know, if you can, take about 5 or 10 minutes and lay down. Take some deep breaths. If you can't lay down, just take some deep breaths. Or get up and walk around. Or get outside in the sunshine. Or do something that is going to help you to recharge your energy. Get a drink of water. Really important, you know, to have the strength, you got to have the fuel in your battery. So you got to recharge. And, you know, another thing that I think is important when it comes to curveballs is pay attention to the hysterics that curveball may bring with it. Again, I once heard Tori Hartman say, If it's hysterics, it's historical. So what the heck does that mean? If it's hysterics, it's historical. Well, that means if it's causing hysterics, chances are it's something you've experienced before in your past, which is bringing up those feelings of hysterics, which is putting you in a position to get pelted. So ask yourself, what is it in your past that keeps reoccurring? What is it about this situation that seems oddly familiar? Why is it reoccurring? What can you do to get it to stop? Because once you master something, it no longer appears again. But you've got to create awareness around what's reoccurring and what keeps coming up and presenting itself and why and what you're meant to take away from it in order to master it. And that's really, really important. Just remember, you have a choice. I know I keep saying that and I'm probably sounding like a broken record, but you truly do have a choice. You don't have to be pelted. And here's something really important. If you get pelted, okay. Don't beat yourself up for not being able to catch the ball and throw it back. Because beating yourself up only makes the pelt hurt more. Accept the fact that you were pelted and recognize, okay, so I was. What can I learn from this? How can I move forward from this? And then do. You know, we're human. We make mistakes. And so give yourself the permission to be human and to not be perfect. You know, not being perfect is another great way to avoid being pelted, because perfectionism renders you to being pelted. Because really, in all honesty, there is no such thing as perfection. So avoid, you know, the perfection, avoid beating yourself up, and just recognize where you have some learning opportunities and recognize where you can make some choices and where you can take your power back. And also remember, you know, if you need something or you have a question about today's show and today's topic, or you find that you're always getting pelted and you don't know why, by all means, please reach out to me. You can reach out to me via email at pam@whatswithinyou.com. That's Pam@whatswithinyou.com. And feel free, send your questions, send your thoughts, send your feelings. More than happy to share with you and to support you. As always, it is such a pleasure to be with all of you. And I want to say thank you to all of you for joining me. I also want to share with you that next week is the last live show that I'll be doing here at Empower Radio. And next week I have a wonderful woman by the name of Ava Work, who is a career and lifestyle expert. She works with women to discover their life's passion and to have a career and life they love. So that will be the very last live show we'll be doing here on Empower Radio and the Attraction Factor. So I want to take this opportunity to thank all of you for being such an amazing support over the last almost year and a half. It has been such an honor and such a pleasure to share this time with you each and every week. I also want to thank my producer today, Brooks, for being here, as well as my producer, Nate, who's been with me for almost the entirety of this show for the last year and a half, as well as Brent Carey, the visionary behind Empower Radio, for giving me this opportunity to share my thoughts and my messages with all of you and to bring some guests to you to help you to increase your attraction factor, as well as the entire team at Empower Radio. This is definitely not goodbye. I still will be on Facebook. As a matter of fact, you can find me on Facebook on one of my fan pages that I started many years ago, which is called the Internal Beauty Bootcamp. So I encourage you all to please continue to visit me each and every week or each and every day on that page. And of course, at pam@whatswithinyou.com. Again, thank you all so very much for your dedication and your support. It has meant a great deal, and I've truly, truly, truly valued the opportunity I've had to share with you. Until next week, my friends, I hope you will continue to amp up your attraction factor. Avoid those curveballs. Don't get pelted. And as always, if you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. Thank you all so much. Be well, and until next week. Keep doing what you're doing and have a wonderful, wonderful week.